Hello, everybody. Welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology. And today, Buckeyes fans, we have a special one for you. It's a commitment edition of the show. And it is a player that many of you have been waiting to hear this from for quite some time. So I'm not going to spend too much time blabbering myself. Let's just get to today's guest and the latest Ohio State commitment. Yes, folks, we're back. Commitment edition, Bermanology. And yes, Alex Sonny Styles, five-star linebacker, hybrid safety, unicorn, Central High School, Pickerington, Ohio. Sonny, congratulations on the choice. I know this was harder for you than you thought it was going to be, probably. But what was it in the last couple weeks that made you realize, hey, you know what, I'm ready. I'm ready to be a Buckeye.
I think Ohio State is just a special place. And I think they offered me pretty early. I think right out the gate, first game, after my first game. I mean, I can't forget it. It was like they were ready to call me before I even got home. So I think that just meant a lot to me. And that just, I think relationships has always been a big thing for me. And I mean, that relationship has gone on for such a long time. And I kind of just started to just have a great feel for the place. Really seeing myself in that bullet role, seeing all the different opportunities Ohio State offers for me, especially being a Columbus kid. So I think there's a lot of opportunities there. And I think there's a lot of great things I can do here. And being from home, being able to do that from home, I think that's pretty special as well. And obviously my dad's a legacy. I mean, he was there. I'd be a legacy, but Tustin, that'd be pretty special.
What does that mean to you? I mean, obviously, that's been a huge piece of this puzzle. People have made this sort of a battle between the legacy with your brother potentially at Notre Dame, the legacy of your dad being at Ohio State. But then there's the other side of this where, you know, you're Alex Styles. You're not Lorenzo. You're not Lorenzo the Third. You're not Lorenzo Jr. Part Two. I mean, you have to make your own path. Is there a piece of this along the way where you felt like maybe people – didn't allow you or weren't giving you the I don't want to say respect, but let's say the respect of knowing that you had to make this choice for yourself?
Yeah, that's a lot of time. It felt like it was more of a Notre Dame Ohio State battle. And I don't think that was what it was at all. I think it was really all the schools. I mean, I think at certain times in my recruitment, I felt like certain schools were leading my recruitment that weren't Ohio State and Notre Dame. So, I mean, I think I was pretty open to go anywhere. I think my brother being at Notre Dame or like my dad being an Ohio State, ex-Ohio State player, I think those are just kind of like pluses that weren't really like making me go there. I think both schools established that like they wanted it to be like about me and not about like my brother being Notre Dame or my dad being a former player at Ohio State. So I think that's something that people got a little bit confused.
You know, I think it's interesting because there are so many former Ohio State players that leave the program, that stay in Columbus, and then find their way to stay around the program. But your dad's never made it a point to be like, I played at Ohio State, I need to be at Ohio State all the time, or even though he was 20 minutes away. But he was your coach in a lot of ways in the last, you know, 6-7 years. What was it that relationship with him as a coach, not him as a dad, what was the biggest benefit of that for you of getting to work with him and have him sort of teach you the ins and outs of how to play football?
I think that's truly a blessing. I think some kids aren't as fortunate, and it kind of gave me a little bit of a head start. You know, knowing some of the more, I wouldn't say higher up things, but more advanced things as a younger kid. So I think it really helped me, and it advanced my game a lot.
And with you and the Buckeyes, and I know there were times, and I know Florida, Clemson, they were the other two schools that were really in this Final Four with Ole Miss as the fifth one that you had on that top five. But seems like things sort of changed with you and Ohio State in the summer a little bit when it sort of the Buckeyes kind of started to separate at those one-day camps where they had a chance to work with you in the secondary, at linebacker, on the defensive line, and really showing you a way that they could use you in that utility switchblade type role. How important was it for you to see that there was a path to playing time in a number of different ways?
I think it was really nice to be able to get up here. You go to Ohio State, work all those different positions. And I think it kind of showed me the kind of opportunity I would have when I was there, if I were to go there. So I thought it was really cool.
Now, when I saw you a week ago at your school, I told you when I saw you that I thought something felt different when you walked down the tunnel for the Ohio State-Penn State game, and you kind of laughed at me and like I was a moron or like I was seeing a ghost or something. But like, what changed in the last 3 weeks or 2 weeks where you woke up one day and said, hey, this is it for me?
I think I had an idea of where I wanted to go, but I just wasn't 100% sure. And I think something I've always said was I had no date or anything planned out for where I wanted to commit. But I was just going to wait for when I felt the time was right. And I think I got to a point where I just felt like the time was right. You know, this recruitment process is really hard for me, a really hard decision. I mean, there's quite a few schools I wouldn't have mind. Like, I could definitely see myself at. So, I mean, there's so many great schools out there. It makes it tough. But, I think I just got to a point where I feel like the time was right, you know, especially after that. I think after that Ohio State-Penn State game, I really felt good about being there and seeing myself play there.
How much of that has to do with the direction of the defense? I mean, obviously, early part of the season, there were some question marks, some concerns about what you were seeing. The linebacker play was a little shoddy. The secondary play was a little discombobulated. And then over these last 8 weeks, you've watched the defense really come together. And I would assume as a defensive player who will play multiple roles, that makes you feel a whole lot more comfortable than you did 2 months ago.
Yeah, I think just being able to see a lot of improvement in defense. And I think another encouraging thing is me seeing young guys play. I mean, I think the best player's going to play. And that's how it should be. But that's something that's also very encouraging as well.
You know, you've obviously been a guy that people have talked about for a while. You're the number three ranked player in the country, according to On3Sports, a top seven player or eighth ranked player, according to the composite rankings. But you've never really been the type to make this about you. I mean, how hard is it to just dive into this decision and let yourself be celebrated? It doesn't seem like something that you want really, but you know, are you kind of ready for the celebration from people?
I'm kind of just stay within my family, really. You know, obviously there's a lot of people. I mean, I have a lot more people outside of my family that have helped me get to this point. But there's a lot of other people too. So, I guess you could say I'm ready for it. I mean,
obviously you wouldn't be making the choice if you weren't, right? You wouldn't be going public with it.
Yeah,
What's the celebration dinner at the Styles household when this decision got made?
We haven't really had one. You know, we kind of just had a little sit down. It's like, it's just a conversation. I think it was more of a dinner, more like a kind of just sat down. I mean, this wasn't just one time, it was multiple times. And I think they can kind of tell it was a hard decision for me. So I needed some guidance as well.
You know, for your parents to have this opportunity, obviously Lorenzo is beginning to start playing more and more at Notre Dame. Now you've made the decision to commit to Ohio State. There's Ohio State plays Notre Dame in the first game of the year next season. You know, for you as a future Buckeye now committed, what changes? What do you have to do now to make sure that whenever you get to Ohio State, you're ready to make the impact that people expect you to?
I think it's kind of a relief to be able to do this because I kind of just focus on improving myself as a player. So I think I really just want to focus in on school, focus in on developing my body. And obviously I want to recruit some other great players to play with me.
Now, that's a big part of it, right? I mean, for Ohio State fans especially, when you start a class with the young group, you got Ty Lockwood, you got Josh Padilla, and now yourself. Who's on the list for you? I mean, at Letterman Row, we have the list of the must-gets in each class. Who's on the Sonny Styles list? Call them out. Call them out by name. This is your chance.
There's some guys I would definitely play. It'd be like guys like Caleb Downs, A.J. Harris, Pate Kirkland, Troy Bowles, Carnell Tate. I mean, I think the list goes on. Zion Branch, or not Zion, Zach Branch. I mean, I've talked to his brother a little bit too. But I mean, the list goes on. Dudes I talked to quite a bit.
How interesting is that? Think about, I mean, this is the interesting part of recruiting in the year 2023. All you guys know each other now. I mean, we're obviously still in the year 2021, I think. But, you know, in the class of 2023, you guys will have had 2 or 3 years of getting to know each other. And, you know, last weekend, you're at Notre Dame and Drake Bowen and guys like that are recruiting you to try to get you there. Now you guys are kind of going to go head to head for the guys like Luke Montgomery, like Caleb Downs, like Carnell Tate. You know, how much of this is just about being a real person with people? And when you're turning into the role of recruiter, I mean, what matters to you as a recruit that other guys say to you?
I think not really trying to so hard to recruit you, but just trying to just be a friend and be a, who they are. I mean, that's what I liked about – that's something I really like about Jerick. I think he's a really cool guy and just be himself. Like, I think he even said, like, he hopes he finds – he said he hopes I find, like, what's home for me. If that would be, he hopes one, he wants to be Notre Dame, but he'd be happy for me wherever I go.
Now that this is over, and this is something I think people need to understand, your brother still plays at Notre Dame. You'll probably end up visiting Notre Dame a handful of times in the next year because of that. I mean, is that a challenge for you to think, okay, now I need to go see Zoe, so I should be there? Do you think that people are going to be picking at you when you're there? Or do you think, I mean, I know the relationship you have with Notre Dame staff is very good. I know they're going to respect the decision, but how do you think you'll handle that?
I think if I were to go to games, I mean, people can say what they want. I mean, it's my brother. I'm going to support him and always love him. I mean, that's family over everything, so.
You'll just have to wear maybe less labeled clothing when you go there those days. just number 21 jerseys instead of the interlocking ND. The decision here, Sonny, obviously over with. What's just bottom line? What's the feeling for you now that it's done and, you know, you can take a deep breath?
I think it's a sigh of relief, you know. It's a really hard decision. I mean, you go to all these great places. They got great coaches, great facilities, powerhouse teams, great educations. I mean, it really makes it hard. I mean, so there's so many great options.
Am I wrong, but you haven't told the Ohio State staff yet, correct?
No, I haven't.
So this will obviously kind of be after you've told them, but how do you expect to make that call? How do you see it going?
I was hoping to talk to, like, Coach Washington, Coach Day around the same time, you know. So probably sit down with my mom and dad and just kind of have a little talk with them and let them know I'm ready.
No rolling up outside of the Woody Hayes Athletic Center with the boombox and just holding up the boombox and be like, come. I mean, I'm a nerd, so I'd probably do something like that. But anyway, man, I know that this is going to be one of those moments that you'll remember for the rest of your life, and I appreciate you so much for letting Letterman Row and On3 Sports be a part of it. It's been great covering you so far and looking forward to the next 4, 5, 6 years of doing it more. So congratulations on your decision.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
That is Alex Sonny Styles, Ohio State's newest commitment in the class of 2023. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.